This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Stretch of Insanity right here with the Real Side. I am thoroughly disgusted. I got to tell you something. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. I know you guys, we're on radio. Some of you know that we're on video, too. But I love animal crackers. Now, last time I said something like that, people started saying, don't send me anything. I just love animal crackers. They're nice little snacks between whatever. Did you see that they took them out of their cage? Now I have to chase them around in order to eat. But anyway, no, I just thought, really, we've gotten that ridiculous. And PETA has that much influence that they took the cage off the boxes.
Do you think they're going to mind when you bite the head off?
Is there some kind of ritual we're going to have to take, kill them first before we can eat the cookie? I mean, they're charging at you on the picture. I mean, seriously, this is not a good thing. Scare the crap out of the little kids and... look at the lion, it's running at me. There's no cage to hold it back. Anyway, it's just stupid. I saw that and was thinking to myself, wow. Then I looked it up and, yeah, it's true. PETA got them to take the cage down. It's hilarious. 855 Real Joe. I mean, all the things that we could be fighting for. Right? You know, end sex slavery, you know, child sex slavery. And, I mean, all this stuff that we could be fighting for. But we got to get those printed cages, keeping those printed animals from looking like they're unhappy. Oh, God bless. All right, more tomfoolery. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, realside.com. Watch live, listen live, take the poll. TRS to 55222 if you want to.
There's no audio on the video.
That sounds like a song, doesn't it?
Yes.
There's no audio on the video. There's no audio on the video. There is now, though. All right. So if you want to get involved, truly, TRS, you want to, I always get this wrong. You need to text TRS to 55222 if you want to get notifications when the show's coming on. Because, you know, they truly are blocking. They're blocking emails. They're blocking notifications on Facebook. We were getting likes every day on a regular basis. And it wasn't like it starts to slow down. Now, it stopped. So if you got friends, loved ones, unloved ones, you want to make them crazy, send them over to the Facebook page. But not only that, send them over to the website. Have them sign up for the email blast. That's really the way to go. That way there you can get information on the show. You can find out what's going on. All that fun stuff. And I do appreciate the time that it takes you to do all that. Also, we are, as many others as you know, we are, I don't want to say struggling, we're fighting to keep our money coming in, to keep our sponsors and what have you. And everybody's in that boat right now because they're being clamped down on so much. You know, we've got a brand new application coming out or a brand new app coming out here shortly. Some of you have got the old app that doesn't work anymore. It's a long story. I'm not going to go into it. But we're working things out with Apple and what's that other company? Android, to make things work. So you guys can actually listen. You can read the articles. You can listen. You can do everything online that you were able to do before. And that takes, those are not, watch my lips or listen to my lips. That is not cheap. Those programs are not cheap in any stretch of the imagination. So for the first time in almost the 10 years we've been on the air, I'm saying, hop up to the website. I don't care if it's a one-time donation, $10, $15, $20, $5,000. I won't need any more if you go that far with it. But I would appreciate anything you do. Give up one cup of coffee to help offset the cost of that app. And you can do really simple. Just go to the website, therealside.com, and right there, donate. Donate here. Donate. And just go there. And that's it. That's that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I don't beg, so I'm not going to keep telling you. Anyway, the Democrat who argued for abortion, his comments, kill them now or kill them later. This is sick. Alabama State Representative John Rogers made a vile, vile argument for abortion. He said that it's necessary in cases where the child is unwanted or, see, this is the part that have the response. You want to talk about responsibility? We take responsibility for nothing. And I'll tell you what, the far left on a regular basis pushes us that it's not our fault. Right? Remember that old commercial? Are you in debt of no fault of your own? And every time it came on, I'd look at her and I'd go, can you believe they just said that? Somebody, did somebody jump all over you and have you sign that contract for that new Bentley? Did somebody jump all over you? And you know, the housing bubble. Everybody wants to blame the Democrats for that. I'm going to go in a different direction here. It's not the Democrats' fault. If you signed that mortgage knowing that you couldn't afford that thing because you was all excited you're going to have a new house or a used house or whatever, and you signed it and you knew that it really, I mean, you're talking about no money down in most cases. There was stated income. You're sitting there across from a mortgage guy and they say, well, you say, how much do I need to make to get in a house? And he'd say, well, you need to make $10,000 a month. And here you are. I was going to say, you're picking up dog poo at the park for the city, and you go, oh, yeah, I make $10,000 a month, because it was stated income loans at the time. You had no business doing that. They had no business giving you the loan. You had no business taking the loan. Do you know what I'm saying? So, yes, the Dems made it really easy. That was wrong. The Dems made it so anybody could get into a house, no matter what, no matter how much they were making. That was wrong, because they wanted you to feel good about home ownership. They wanted you to feel good about having a place to go to. Well, listen, I felt good when I had an apartment. I felt good when I could pay the rent there. I felt good when I knew I had enough money coming in, I wasn't going to be thrown out in 30 days. That makes you feel good, too. When you're sweating it every month on the mortgage payment, sorry. That's tough, too. Sherman Senior Host will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We'll find out why we have to kill them now or kill them later. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampappa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music.
We are back. You're listening to the Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, I know Corey doesn't keep listening, but I can see Corey Duncan in a pair of, what are these, parachute pants, those things? Right? Just bouncing back and forth. I can see him doing that. He's a large man. You see, if you've seen the pictures of him standing next to me, I feel like a kindergartner next to him. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Taking the time to be involved, to be engaged. And there's just so much going on in the news. And I love this stuff. I mean, I eat this stuff, some of this stuff, I should say. I eat it up. Because I get the biggest kick out of it. You know, recently, I shouldn't do this. I'm going to screw everything up, but whatever. Alabama State Representative John Rogers, he made an argument for abortion. He says it's necessary in cases where the child is unwanted because you just end up killing the child later. I wonder how many of his kids he's killed.
I didn't know that was an option.
I mean, well, apparently, if you can, listen, this is my argument. If you can kill them when they're out of the womb on the table, is there an age limit? Because there's some 60 or 70-year-olds. I know I could talk to parents into getting rid of them. I mean, what is the number? When are they no longer a human? See, and people get on my case for making light of, making fun of abortion. I'm not making fun of abortion. You ridiculed abortion. You guys on the left that fought for it in the 70s, again, with a lie. Why is it always a lie? Why do you always have to use a lie and deceit to get your point across? You know why? Because it's not real. It's a phony point. Even the people involved in that today are sorry they were involved in it because it was a lie. And they knew it was a lie. It wasn't a blob of cells, and they knew it wasn't a blob of cells. There's no way an abortion doctor is ripping off limbs and putting them in a tray. What do you have to piece together if it's not a body? If it's not a human, what are you piecing together? Are you counting the gazillion cells to make sure that you got everything? I think not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's find out why you either kill them now or kill them later. I got a funny feeling this may have a little bit of a racist slant to it.
All I'm saying to you, it ought to be a woman's choice. I'm not about to be as a male tell a woman what to do with her body. She has the right to make that decision herself. To rape her instead. Some kids are unwanted. So you kill them now, I kill them later. You bring them in.
All right. Some of you can't see this. But this guy is making a cake. He's so nonchalant, matter of fact, with this. Oh, you kill them now, you kill them later, because, you know, you don't really want. What? What do you mean kill them later? You mean it 9 months and a day? Do you mean, you know, when they're 2 years old and you, what the heck did I do? Whack, whack, gone? I would love to. And they're taking him so seriously. If you hear the noise in the background, that's his legislative buddies blowing him off.
We're unwanted, unloved. He sent him to the electric chair. So you kill him now, I'll kill him later.
So when they feel unwanted and unloved, that means they turn to a life of crime. And we spend so much money in our schools looking for those kids that could be having trouble, that we can reach out to early, that we can, you know, maybe help avert this kind of thing. No, we don't do that. We just go ahead and we'll kill them later in the electric chair, because that's what we do. I mean, think of this is a Democrat. And this is the line of logic. If you have an unwanted child, you got pregnant by accident. Although, you can't get pregnant by accident. But, because there's only one way to get pregnant, right? So you got, he's saying that it's an unwanted pregnancy. If you don't abort it or kill it now, later on that child's going to know it was unwanted. And it's going to grow up to be a thief. Or a killer, for that matter. And it's going to end up going to the electric chair, and you're going to kill it then. So you're either going to kill it now, or you're going to kill it later. This is that compassionate, loving, left side that's got it all figured out and together. Right?
But the bottom line is that I think we should be making this decision.
That's right. We shouldn't be making this decision. No, you're exactly right. You should never make a decision to end the life, the plan that God has for that child. Now, listen, somebody today asked a question of a commentator, and they couldn't answer it. Let's see if my Bible scholars can figure this out. How can a Christian actually say they're against abortion before capital punishment? It's really simple. Go look at what God told them to do with the unjust in the Old Testament. Just start that. And then you're going to say, well, God directly told him to do that. Okay, gotcha. Jesus said those who live by the sword would die by the sword. That didn't mean that they were just warriors. That didn't mean they were men or women in the army, although back then there weren't women in there, all men. So if you're one of those people that's running around robbing with a gun, stabbing people, all right, you'll probably die by knife, by gun, or by electric chair. Bible also says, Jesus said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Right? There is corporal punishment. There is a legal system that you have to follow. So, when it comes to taking a life, remember, you and somebody threw up to me, this is why I've always said stuff like, you have to study. The Bible says to study. It doesn't say to read. Read and learn. It doesn't say that. It says study to show yourself approved. Not about you guys, but studying is when you don't know a word, you look it up. When something doesn't seem to make sense in context, you dig a little deeper. Not like Reader's Digest version, where you just fly through it and you get the general gist of what's going on. That's why it says study to show yourself approved. So in the Ten Commandments, when it says thou shalt not kill, everybody goes, see, you shouldn't kill anyone. Yeah. Well, that shows your ignorance to the Word of God. That's what that does. Because you have to go back and you have to dig. And you have to find out what that word meant. Was it translated kill in English? See, I got a little, I'm not a Bible scholar, but I have a little bit of knowledge here. It's just like the word love, I tell people. We only have an English language. We have one word for the word love. Right? I mean, truly, one word for love. Now, that's erotic love, that's love for your mom, that's love for your spouse, and those are all different loves. The Bible has five different words for love. You can't translate it five different ways in English. Just one. So when the Bible says thou shalt not kill, the real word there should be murder. That's how it should translate. Not because I wanted to, but that's really what it means. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I'd be very happy if it were Biden.
President Trump talking 2020 in a wide-ranging exclusive interview with Fox News.
Happy Sweetie wide. Joe. I think he did a bad job. I'd be running against...
So you think
Obama?
He's beatable?
I just don't think he'd be a very good candidate. I mean, we'll see what happens. I hope, you know, I wish him well. I'd like him to get it. I'd be happy. I'd be happy with Bernie. I personally think it's those two.
The president also asked about the extremely volatile situation in Venezuela.
He's actually a brave person, and because I know what he's going through, I'm speaking to our people all the time. He's a brave guy, and what's happening in Venezuela is sad. When you look at 20 years ago, it was one of the wealthiest countries in the world, if you think about it, and now they don't have food and they don't have water, and people are dying from hunger. It's a very, very serious situation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-73. That is the theme, as far as I'm concerned. That is the theme for our current Congress. Frankenstein. Look it up. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I don't want to sound like a doom and gloom guy, but if we don't do some butt-kicking, if we don't find a way to get our message out on platforms that'll work, then we're going to be in a world of hurt in 2020. And if we lose, it'll be our fault. It's really that simple. And, you know, we allow Facebook. Do you realize that a few conservatives, there was 60-some-odd million of you that voted for Trump. If just 50% of those would go ahead and hop off Facebook, you know, change the tile to we're boycotting Facebook, whatever somebody comes up with. I'm not going to do it. Somebody else has to come up with it. But put that up on your header and go to another platform, right? Put up on the header, Facebook, you know, is a fascist company, and we've moved over to so-and-so. So if you want to see pictures of my grandchildren or me or what I got going on, head over to blahbittyblah.com. But see, you don't do that. We don't fight back. We don't push back. We don't know how. We don't want to give up. We don't want to, oh, come, but I want to see pictures of so-and-so's grandkids. Well, maybe you won't be able to. Really, seriously. And then some of you, I watch, you move over to other platforms, and what do? You link it back to Facebook. You're still giving them traffic. It is beyond me. Think it through. If you really will, if your founding fathers were willing to give up life, property, family, you should be willing and able to give up a Facebook page. Really that simple. So the group, I told you guys, you know, we work with a larger group of websites and commentators and what have you. Some of them are bloggers, some of them are podcasters, some of them are radio show hosts. And we were putting a list over the last few days, and it just never stops, the group that I'm with. They're putting on a list of unreliable news sources. Now, the group, let me see, the attack on the conservative internet, it's really gone to a real low. Poynter is the journalist institute responsible for training writers and reporters. They decided to promote a left-wing smear of conservative groups online. Now, they did a hit job, and it was written by somebody who works for the anti-conservative Southern Poverty Law Center, who's going through their own issues right now. And it's prominent, I mean, I don't know if you remember, but the Southern Poverty Law Center is also somewhat funded by George Soros and Pierre Omidyar. Now, Poynter, which has started the International Fact-Checking Network, so here's a left-wing group that is going to tell everybody else what's true and not true. Yeah, I don't see a problem with that. They shared a new report and data set called the UnNews data set. It declared that at least 29 right-leaning news outlets and organizations to be unreliable news websites. Now, some of you have sent me images of emails that I've sent you where it says this email has been known to come from a fake news site. Think about that. Now, report author of the SPLC producer, Barrett Golding, combined five major lists of websites marked unreliable that result, which consisted of over 500 names. Many prominent conservative sites. So non-news sites, fake news sites, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. You ready for this one? Breitbart. CNS News. Now, CNS is a Christian news source, right? CNS sues News. Daily Signal. Daily Wire, The Drudge Report, these were all right-wing or right-leaning sites that have much information on them. I haven't run into a left site yet. We're working on it here, though. There's LifeSite News, which is the abortion site. Life News. What's that? I'm sorry. Anti-abortion site. Live Action News, the Media Research Center. We just used one of the Research Center. We just used one of their videos a few minutes ago. PJ Media, Project Veritas, Red State, The Blaze, Twitchy, The Washington Examiner. Notice not one left-wing site. These sites stood next to the conservative organizations like Alliance Defending Freedom. Right? These were the guys who represented Jack Phillips in the Supreme Court case, Masterpiece Cake Shop. So they were a hate support group. Who's putting this out here? Right? Even the Washington Post, known for hating everything conservative, questioned this list. They want to say SPLC has been dropped by Twitter for its Trust and Safety Council and slammed by the mainstream media after multiple scandals rocked the organization. Its hate map even helped shooter Floyd Lee Corkins find a location in the Family Research Council where he shot and wounded five people. Oh, you mean Trump didn't cause that? It was a left-wing hate site that caused that? Wow. Poynter is funded by Open Society Foundations, liberal billionaire George Soros' massive foundations, and so many more. Funds were sent to Poynter specifically to establish the International Fact-Checking Network. The UnNews list was started to help fact-checking organizations determine what was unreliable. The anti-conservative mindset was apparent throughout the whole incoherent and consistent report. It's just all over the place. Conservative organizations were included throughout, but liberal groups really were. You probably couldn't find any real liberal groups. I'll bet you the liberal groups that if you looked at them that they found would have probably been more middle of the road. Right? And remember, the most advertisers, they don't want to support publishers that might tar their brand. That might be considered a hate speech organization. Putting out fake news. That's why, again, guys like me might be making a little bit of an impact, and they're just afraid to stay away from it. They're afraid to be part of it. Now, Paul Poitner has a long-standing history of an anchor in the journalism business. Its board of trustees include executives from the, now, total right-wing organizations, right? The New York Times, ESPN, Harvard, Vox, CBS, ABC, The Washington Post. It's currently also working with Facebook and Google to fact-check its information. So here you have a left-leaning site, a left-wing site, that's going to fact-check right-wing organizations. Just sick. Just sad. The announcement mentioned that some sites were, while initially on the list, were taken off, including the far-left conspiracy site Alternet. It has been rated by media bias fact-checked as being biased. Yeah, because Huffington Post is not biased at all. Especially since it refers to the GOP as craven. Some of our other liberal sites were excluded from the list, such as Think Progress, Splinter, which doxed Trump's senior policy advisor, Stephen Miller. The report marks sites as unreliable, biased, clickbait, or fake. Breitbart, Alliance Defending Freedom, CNS News, Project Veritas, and the Washington Examiner were all marked as unreliable. Unreliable was defined as websites that have posted deceptive content, sources that actively promote racism, misogyny, homophobia, and other forms of discrimination. I love it. I mean, all words that now mean pretty much absolutely nothing. Homophobia, I don't agree with gay marriage, I'm homophobic. Misogyny, I believe this is a hierarchy in the home. The man should be the head of the house or the spiritual head of the house, whatever. If I say anything like that, it's misogynistic. Racism is pretty much everything you do. If you're a white guy, you're racist, doesn't matter what it is. And it never stops, right? The Heritage Foundation, the Daily Signal, Ben Shapiro, the Daily Wire, Drudge Report, Free Beacon, Judicial Watch, so many more, PJ Media, they were all tagged as biased. They said the sources came from a particular point of view, and that makes them biased. Right, because again I say, the Huffington Post is right down the middle. Joe Messina, your host, listen to the Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. From your host, this is the Hillside on GCN Live. Remember, head up to the website. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll, so much more. You can donate some bucks. That's always fun. Buy a coffee mug. There's a lot you can do. Please head over to the website, therealside.com. Again, hit the donate button. $5, $10, $5,000. The mic is attacking me again. See, if you send me some money, I can have somebody fix this thing so it doesn't try to punch me in the face all the time. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. And thanks for being with me. I really mean that sincerely. All right, we were talking about the hate list that's been put together, basically, for conservative conservative commentators. Right? I'm not talking about the Alex Joneses of the world either. That's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm talking about just what I consider. See, it's funny because a lot of people on the right, a lot of people, hardcore patriots on the right, consider me a moderate. I don't know how some of you guys listening feel, but they consider me a moderate. Right? People on the left consider me a far right-wing nut job. So who decides what hate is? Who decides what the speech is? So, I mean, really, when you look at this, you look at what they're putting out there. It is hard for, once this stuff gets out on the internet, it's hard to get put away. You Google something and you'll see, you know, somebody proved a point about Hillary scandals. I think it was either Hillary or Obama scandals. You do that under Google, you virtually get nothing. And everything you get is pro-Obama. You do it on Bing or other search engines, and you'd be surprised. You'd get so much more. You still don't get everything, but you get so much more. But when you think about sites like, I mean, think about this, the Heritage Foundation, Ben Shapiro, Drudge Report, Judicial Watch, MRC, PJ Media, they were all tagged as biased. But yet, where's the bias tags for the left? Life News, Life Site News, Life Zet, Red State, The Blaze, they're all marked as clickbait. And again, we've allowed this to happen over the year. Yes, you too. You, me, and others, we've allowed this to happen. People drop bugs in our ears. This is what was going on. This is what it could lead to. We're like, yeah, yeah, okay, whatever. Internet's way too big to control. Never really thinking about Google and Twitter and Facebook coming together to actually control the flow of information. The list clearly reflects the biases of the liberal organizations, no question about it. Right? If you look at these factcheck.org, when you look at what they put up there as facts, stuff that we've seen pictures of, that we know have actually happened, they call fake. It's just kind of like they really believe. If they believe it and they say it, everybody else should believe it. That's it. End of discussion. And we all know that that's just flat out so wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. If you want to check that out, what is this website? I think it's Poynter. Oh, hey, here's an update for you. While we've been talking, they must have heard me, huh?
Mm-hmm, I'm sure they did.
They apologized.
Point.
We have a politician here in California. His name is Poynter.
Poynter.
Poynter. Nah, I changed that. Poynter. Anyway, so Poynter apologizes and pulls a list of unreliable news sites. But not because that they were wrong, because they were citing weakness in the methodology. I mean, are you listening to this? Weakness in the methodology. So they pulled a list of, they published 515 news websites it identified as unreliable after a flood of complaint. No, really? Why would a flood of complaints come in if they're telling the truth, if everything's cool, if everything's okay? What do you think? Everything not so cool, everything not so okay? So I didn't know this, but the list was compiled by the group's International Fact-Checking Network. And it included the Washington Examiner. After we took issue with our inclusion, Poynter recognized that it was done in error. Oh, boy. Good for them. I mean, they came to their senses for 30 seconds. 855-732-5563. That's 7-855. God. You know, I can't tell you what it is because I'll blow it. 855-732-5563. 855-732-5563. If you want to be part of the conversation. News, you know, California. It should never, ever, ever cease to amaze you. And I mean never. Newsom, remember him, Governor Newsom, Gavin Newsom, whatever? He's scrapping a $16 billion plan for tunnels. Now, the tunnels that deliver water from Northern California to Southern California, I don't have time. If I had 2 hours to go through this, I could explain to you the water debacle here in California. Now, we need water in Southern California. We're constantly rationing. We're constantly told how bad it is. Our farmers are wasting water, according to Newsom. I guess we don't need any fresh food or vegetables. But he scrubbed a project for $16 billion to allow that water to come down here. Yet he has cherry-picked the out-of-control California high-speed rail as to what needs to be, what's going to be allowed to be built or not built. Now, he formally abandoned a plan to build two giant tunnels to reroute the state's water from north to south. Jerry Brown had pushed the idea to allow this water to be moving south. Newsom signaled that the move in his state of the state of address in February, but made it official Thursday by asking state agencies to withdraw existing permits for the project and start over with plans for a single tunnel. I don't support the twin tunnels. Well, God forbid we should have a backup, huh? God forbid one tunnel dies, we'd have another tunnel to go, right? Newsom was a former lieutenant governor and the San Francisco mayor. Look how he left that place, right? And they voted him in here, which shows you how dull we can be in California. He said, well, we can build on the important work that's already been done. California's already spent $240 million developing the project. And Director Carla Nemeth, she told the Associated Press that some of the work will inform a whole new approach towards this. Brown's plan, Jerry Brown, the previous governor, he called for the construction of two 35-mile-long tunnels, just trying to divert the water from the Sacramento River, the state's largest river, to the San Francisco Bay Area, also to the San Joaquin and Southern California areas as well. Local water agencies were expected to foot the roughly $16 billion bill. Many said they couldn't afford it, which is probably true. This is how Jerry Brown balanced the budget. So Jerry decided one day that he had to look good and balance the budget because it was totally out of control and there was no way to justify it. So what he did to counties and school boards is he pushed a lot of the big ticket items, transportation, road repair, mental health, especially in the schools. There are districts that relied on $6, $8, $10 million a year from the state to provide mental health services for kids. The state said, well, you still have to provide those services, but we're not going to reimburse you anymore. You're on your own. So Jerry just took those numbers off the books. Now, again, think about that. We're stuck with the bill. The school district is stuck with the bill. And Jerry looks, $9 million lighter. And when it comes to the budget, I don't know how other states work, but we have two or three versions of the budget. One is the public version. And then one has the list of all the lawsuits that we lost and the mitigation that we lost. I mean, the potential, I don't know, retirement plans. So we have several of them, not just one. And what we're going to be in the hook for down the road. Usually some of that information is not put out in the general state of the state address that Gavin likes to give. But right now, this we could not pay or will not be able to pay our pension obligations in 3 years. But yet, they're sure they have it all together. They want to go to single-payer health care in California. If you want to know what this country would look like under Dem rule, just look at California. Take a hard look at California. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. Head up to the website. Seriously, give me your email address so we can get an email out to you once a week. Buy a t-shirt, buy a mug, buy a book, buy something. Donate a few bucks. Read the stories. Get involved. Get engaged. Show me some love. Let me know you care. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Appreciate the time you guys spend with me. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day. The prayer day isn't over yet. Still got time to let God know how you feel.